This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held bilateral talks with his visiting Bangladeshi counterpart Sheikh Hasina in New Delhi. The two countries will also exchange agreements in different fields in a short while from now. The Bangladesh Prime Minister will also call on President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. Earlier this morning, a ceremonial reception was accorded to Sheikh Hasina at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi exchanged greetings with his Bangladeshi counterpart. Both the prime ministers met ministers and delegates from each other's countries on the occasion. Later, Sheikh Hasina paid homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, at Rajghat in the national capital. Yesterday, she arrived in New Delhi on a two-day visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with her last evening. After the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar said her visit underlines close ties between the two nations. This is the first incoming bilateral state visit after the formation of the new government in the country. Sheikh Hasina was among the international leaders who attended the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Modi and the Union Council of Ministers earlier this month. Our correspondent reports that Bangladesh is a key component of India's neighbourhood first policy, and the bilateral relations between the two nations have touched new heights in recent years. Prime Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is holding the pre-budget meeting with finance ministers of all states and union territories in New Delhi ahead of the forthcoming general budget. The meeting is being attended by chief ministers of Goa, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland and Sikkim, and deputy chief ministers of Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Rajasthan and Telangana, as well as state finance ministers and other ministers. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, Finance Secretary T.V. Somanathan, Secretary, Department of Economic Affairs and senior officers are also attending the meeting. Yesterday, Ms. Sitharaman had a pre-budget consultation with representatives from farmers, associations and agriculture economists. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the 53rd GST Council meeting in New Delhi this afternoon. GST Council is meeting for the first time after the formation of the new government. The last GST Council meeting was held on 7th of October last year. During the meeting, the Council took several decisions. The GST Council had recommended amendments in conditions of appointment of President and member of the proposed GST appellate tribunals regarding eligibility and age. The centre has enacted a stringent law that aims to curb malpractices and irregularities in competitive examinations. The law entails provisions for a maximum jail term of 10 years and a fine of up to 1 crore rupees for offenders. In a notification published in the Official Gazette, the Ministry of Personnel said that provisions of the law came into force yesterday. The Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Bill 2024 was passed by the Lok Sabha on the 6th of February and by Rajya Sabha on 9th of February this year. President Draupadi Murmu gave approval to the bill on the 12th of February, turning it into a law. The Act aims to prevent unfair means in the public examinations conducted by UPSC, Staff Selection Commission, National Testing Agency, Railway Recruitment Board and Banking Recruitment Examination Bodies, among others. Joint CSIR-UGC NET examination June 2024 has been postponed due to unavoidable circumstances as well as logistic issues. In a public notice, the NTA said the exam was scheduled to be held between 25th to 27th of this month. The NTA said revised schedule for the conduct of this examination will be announced later through the official website. The IMD has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Karnataka and Goa during the next 4 days. The IMD has issued an orange alert in 6 districts of Kerala today, indicating the possibility of very high rainfall. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India will take on Bangladesh in a Super 8 clash this evening at Sir Vivian Richards Stadium, North Sound in Antigua. And that is the end of this news bulletin.